Breakfast Club. Good to have you along with us. I'm Craig Dillon, and promise we'd be joined by a nutritionist and CEO. He's down in Atlanta. He's the CEO of Named the Nutritional Addiction Mitigation Eating and Drinking Program. And Dr. Keith Cantor is with us. He told me for short, I can spare myself and call it the Named Program. Dr. Cantor, how are you today?
Fine, Craig. Thanks for having me on the show.
You're down in Atlanta now. How long has this program been around?
Several years.
Yeah.
Several years. I started it off real quick where it was dealing with substance abuse. Then I expanded it to deal with mental health and substance abuse. And then I started working with the veterans through VetCV. And then it covers all the, you know, illnesses and diseases. So now it covers everything.
So this originally started off as like an addiction help and recovery type of a thing.
That's right. That's how it started about 3-4 years ago, was to help in the clinics and through therapists with people that had a substance abuse problem. And the therapists were helping with the mental aspect, but they weren't working with the physical aspect. You know, the opiate receptors and the dopamine.
Yeah.
So that's what the program was designed for, to get rid of the inflammation, which throws the insulin mechanism off. Then I had doctors and NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness, ask if I could do it for mental illness, you know, depression, eating disorders, things of that nature, and I expanded it to that. And then I had the veterans through VetCV ask me if I could do it for, you know, like heart disease and all the regular diseases, and I expanded it to that. So now it covers everything.
Nutrition is kind of like a part of the whole, you know, well-being type of thing.
Oh, I think it's the single most important part.
Yeah. Now, you've got all sorts of things lined up here because summer is coming up. And
well, in Atlanta, it's summer already. It's been in the 90s the last couple days.
That's what I heard. I had a coworker who was down in Georgia and said it was brutal down there already. Now, you have some ideas here for some healthy snack ideas for the upcoming summer months, right?
That's right. I have basically what to eat, what not to eat, and you know, what to stay away from. And of course, like I said, I wanted to start off with water, because that's what we always forget.
Hydration.
That's right.
A very important part of your nutrition here in the summer months. Now, I suppose how much you would need in those months would depend on how much time you're spending outside?
No, you just need a little more. In general, you should have 1/2 your body weight in ounces of water per day. So if you're an adult, you know, female, and you weigh 120 pounds, you should have 60 ounces of water. If you're a child that weighs 60 pounds, you need 30 ounces of water. If you're running around a lot, you need more than that. You just add to it.
Like, say somebody for me who is like a 170 and I have like 60 ounces of regular water a day, but then I add like a few cups of coffee in the morning as well.
You're not that far off. You should have about 85 ounces of water a day. And the best water to have, especially during the summer, but anytime, is a hydroxide alkaline water, which the one I use is made from limestone. It's all natural. But it's hydroxide, and I don't want to get too scientific with your audience, but that means it has a lot of OH negative ions in it. And what they do is they run around the body, you know, once you drink it, and they look for the hydrogen protons, because that's what makes acid. And acid gives you acidosis, which causes inflammation inside. And that's caused by acidic foods like sodas, sugar, and things like that. And this takes that away. And it's the only water I found that totally eliminates the acid instead of just buffering it like other alkaline waters, because the OH combines with the H and makes water. If your body needs it, you, even though you're drinking so much water, it actually makes more water. It's called ultra hydration, so it's really great in summertime, and it gets rid of the acid, which is causing inflammation, and the kids are eating ice cream and lots of sugary things, which are very acidic, and soda, so it helps them a lot. And you can't tell, it's a concentrate, so you mix 1 ounce with 31 ounces of regular water, and you can put in fruits and, you know, stevia and things like that to make it tastier, but when you mix it like that, you really can't taste the lime.
Sure.
A little bit of lime in the water, and it's very healthy. The brand that I use, I don't know if you're allowed to say a brand, but the best one, or at least price-wise and quality-wise, was Aqua OH.
Okay.
And it's cheaper than all the others, too, because it's a concentrate, so that's why I like it. But that's the most important thing, really, all year round, but especially during summer for both kids and adults.
Dr. Keith Cantor is with us here this morning. He is a nutritionist and CEO of the NAMED program. And we covered hydration here. How about, making healthy meals for kids around this time of the year?
Okay, well, it's more snacks, if you think of it, during the summer than meals, although I'll give you both. But what you want to do is give them as much as you can, fruits, vegetables, herbs. You could freeze the fruit so they like it, like a frozen banana. Watermelon is real good because it's, you know, very hydrating. Tomatoes, peppers, herbs, anything like that that you can mix in a salad. A trail mix, but make it yourself naturally. Put in raisins in it. Real dark chocolate where it's at least 70%. Of course, lots of nuts and dates and things like that. That's the type of snacks you want them to have. For breakfast, you can make them a smoothie. You know, you put ice in it so it tastes like a real milkshake.
Sure.
It has protein in it. You could sneak in vegetables and they don't know it, they can't taste it, like avocado and spinach. They can't taste it because of all the other things in it. And pick an all-natural one. And the most important thing is to stay away from sugary, you know, foods that we eat, ice cream, Italian ices, sodas, and fast food, any processed foods, and stay as much as you can to vegetables and fruits, which contain a lot of water, which is great for the summer, herbs, and then regular healthy proteins, you know, chicken, fish, beef even, you know, try to get all natural beef. Like I said, lots of vegetables, and healthy fats are very important.
Now, when you say healthy fats, is it like things in nuts and that kind of stuff?
Yeah, things like in nuts, hummus, avocados, salmon, all that has healthy fats in it. You know, almost any fat except for trans fats.
Sure.
You just want to get them healthy. Because what you really want to do, if possible, by cutting out the sugar, the body won't be able to, if you really cut it out well, the body won't be able to use the sugar for energy, and then it has to burn the fat for energy. And those are called ketones, and that's why the ketogenic diet is so healthy. You burn fat for energy instead of carbohydrates.
And if you're taking in too much sugar, I suppose,
It doesn't work. You have to take in very, very little sugar. Everything contains sugar, so you'll still take it in. Fruit contains sugar, vegetables contain sugar, so you'll have enough sugar for the body. You want to limit it as much as you can, limit processed foods. All that stuff is acidic and causes inflammation, which could cause, the CDC says, inflammation adversely affects or is causative to 85%+ of all diseases.
Yeah, not good.
Nope, not good.
Dr. Keith Cantor with us, a nutritionist and CEO of the NAMED program. We've been going over some good stuff to eat and drink here in the upcoming summer months to keep us up and feeling during the summer and keep us out and about. Now, Doctor, is there anywhere else we can go to find out more about what we talked about here?
Sure. You can go to either of my websites. One is, well, for this, I would go to my regular website, which is Dr. for doctor, KeithCantor.com. And then look around there. Everything's free. And they can pick up, see articles, see my peer-reviewed articles. You could go to print web, and it has all the articles listed. You could go to peer-reviewed. The parents would like that because I, write special scientific articles, which explains about acidity and things like that. But it's Dr. Keith Cantor. It's Dr. for doctor, Keith Cantor, KeithKantor.com, or they can go to namedprogram.com, namedprogram.com, and look under the blog mostly, and they'll get the plenty of recipes and stuff like that. But my regular site is more in tune for this. The other is more in tune for specific health.
Sure. Well, Doctor, we appreciate the time that you've spent here with us today, and good looking out.
Well, thanks a lot. Hope your weather is good for all those sports that are coming up, and have a great week.
You got it. Thanks a lot for being with us.
You're welcome. Thank you.